Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, we are live, PSA Radio back. Apparently the connections are working now with Blog Talk. Shout out everybody. Man, we got my bro Dre want to get some things off his chest, I guess you can say. I'm going to give the man the floor and see what he got to say. Whenever you're ready, brother.
My nigga, this is some bullshit what I watch tonight, bro. Timbo, my squad, you know I'm a big diehard Jets fan, my nigga. We
yes,
do
sir.
This battle rap shit, but we sports fans on the flip side of this
right.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You a Packers fan, I'm a Jets fan.
My man.
My nigga, we're 1-5, bro. 1-5. This don't make no motherfucking sense. How do you go from 10 wins last year and 1-5? And I know Ryan Fitzpatrick, you talking about you wanted all this fucking kind of bread, my nigga? For what? For what? It's well documented, Timbo, that this clown-ass nigga have a one good year, and then when you give him his money, he fucking chokes. He just chokes, my nigga. Chokes.
Yeah.
I cannot believe what I'm subjected to tonight, my nigga. And newsflash, Jets organization, as much as people want to ridicule and shit on Rex Ryan, we got rid of Rex Ryan for this? For this bullshit? At least Rex Ryan took me to fucking 2 AFC championship games. I'm beginning of the game, Timbo, nigga David Johnson, 58-yard touchdown. This defensive line is trash. I'm sorry, bro. Mo Wilkinson, you got your money. I don't know what the fuck you doing. Leonard Williams, you a bright spot from USC. Sheldon Richardson, I don't know what the fuck is going on with Sheldon Richardson. Ever since you got was driving in your whip, doing 114 miles in Jersey, smoking weed and shit, your mind is somewhere else. Since we lost to Buffalo last year, Timbo, the last game of the season for us to get in the playoffs, it's like we still got a hangover from that game last year going into this year. Timbo, you know as much as I do, Darrell Revis, at one time, you wouldn't even look to throw his fucking weight. Now, motherfucking quarterbacks are like, Darrell, we don't give a fuck about you, bro. We're throwing
now he's targeted at this point.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Lord. Holding on Revis. I don't care about your damn hamstring, my nigga. Offsides on Richardson. Buster's screen. How do you get 3 penalties and a half, my nigga? 3. Our corners are trash. This is terrible, man. The second worst pass defensive team in the league? Decker's out for the fucking season. Offensive line is trash. Brandon Marshall, 2 touchdowns for the season? Only 2? Can we get in the red zone? Todd Bowles, shouldn't you know the offenses? Todd Bowles was the fucking defensive coordinator last year for the Arizona Cardinals, and you're going to tell me you don't know how this offensive plays when you got to go against these motherfuckers every day in practice, my nigga? Really? 7 penalties. How do you get 7 penalties for 57 yards in the first half? Mo Wilkinson, you got 1 sack for the season? The Jets have 2 touchdowns since week 2, Timbo. 2 touchdowns since week 2, my nigga. It's 4:35 left in the fucking second quarter. We get the ball back. We can't score. Brandon Marshall, I'm going to need you to stop pampering Ryan Fitzpatrick, my nigga, for real. This is getting out disgusting. Todd Bowles, you have to start looking cats in the eyes, bro, as a coach. I know your demeanor, you're the cool cat. You're not the rah-rah nigga like Rex, but I'm going to need you to break some fucking headsets, man. For real, man. This shit is not working out, bro. I mean, it's 14-3 at the halftime, and I'm thinking that, Timbo, we might as well start Ryan Fitzpatrick. Why not? Let's see what the fuck he can do. Start Geno Smith, because Ryan Fitzpatrick ain't doing shit. At least you can assess what Geno's doing. So they decide to stick with Ryan Fitzpatrick. We get the ball to start the third quarter, Timbo. We can't get nothing. 3 and out. Bust the screen, my nigga. Really? You can't? Another, a 4th penalty for the night. We're in the red zone. We finally get to the red zone, Timbo, and Ryan Fitzpatrick right on cue, INT, in the red zone. We can't get seven. We can't get three. Fitz, you're not making the throws, my nigga. You're not, bruh. And the worst thing about this, Timbo, at 1-5, my nigga, we haven't even played Brady yet. And he's in our division. We got to play Brady twice. And we ain't even played Brady twice, and we 1-5.
Yeah. What's your end record? What's your end record that you're going to be in your heart? What do you feel the end record is going to be at the end of the season?
All right, Timbo, check it out. We got the Ravens next. We got the Browns, Dolphins, Rams, Pats, Colts, 49ers, Fins, and Pats. My nigga, here's the thing, Timbo. When you get to 1-5, bro, 1-6 and all that kind of funky shit, 2-7, my nigga, I'm on some tank the season shit. Tank the season? What are we playing for, pride? Fuck out of here. I don't want to be 6-10 and we can't get high in a fucking draft. No.
Yeah.
Tank the fucking season. And memo to fucking clown-ass Todd Bowles. Why do you decide to take Geno, take Ryan Fitzpatrick out the game in the fourth quarter with 8:20 left? What can you? That's a small sample size, Timbo. You're not gonna know what you're getting with Geno Smith with 8 minutes left in the fucking fourth quarter when the game has been out of reach, my nigga. It's been out of reach. Why don't you put him in there in the beginning of the third to see what the fuck you got going into next week's game with Baltimore? So my thing is this: I want to beat the Dolphins twice. I hate the Dolphins. I hate the Patriots. We ain't being Brady, so let's get that out of the fucking way. My nigga, at this point, are we going to beat the Browns? I don't even know if we can beat the Cleveland Browns, my nigga.
That's your only...
That's the shot right there. My nigga, this nigga Ryan Fitzpatrick, 16 for 31, a buck 74, one INT. Let's talk about the running game. What running game? Matt Forte, 9 rushes for 19 yards? Nigga, what? What? 230 total yards. And after the game, Brandon Marshall, my nigga, you up there smiling and talking about, yo, let me get a Sharpie to sign your jersey for and these clown-ass niggas on other team. My nigga, what? I don't want to see that shit, bro. This team is not good, man. We are terrible. We need to start Geno Smith next week. The season is over. It's over, Jeff Fans. I'm sorry. It's over. 1-5, you're done. You're not going to just run the table and not get the fuck out of here. And I understand the beginning of a schedule was a tough schedule. 1-5, bro. This is
trash.
Offensive line ain't doing shit. All you do is get fucking penalties and shit. Ryan Fitzpatrick, all you do is eye down one receiver, Brandon Marshall. That's it. You think the motherfucking defensive coordinators and the cornerbacks don't know who you're looking for when you drop back, my nigga? Really? The fuck out of here, man. 1-5, bro.
1-5.
This is some bullshit. All the
pronouns. Are you guys going to win 5 games this season? Are you winning 5 games this season, Dre? Are you going to win five games this season, do you think?
I don't want, Timbo, you're not hearing your big bro, my nigga. I don't want to win 5 games.
Yeah.
I'm like, you remember when the Colts did the suck for luck? When they just tanked the season for Andrew Luck? Yeah, nigga, I'm trying to get the QB from Clemson. We don't have no quarterback, bro. Look at the fucking Cowboys, my nigga. These niggas grab Ezekiel Elliott with their first-round pick, and in the fourth round, they get Dak Prescott. And who do we get? Christian Hackenberger. Nigga, what?
Cowboys 5-1, by the way, beat my Packers. I was pretty salty about that. Still am.
How could you deny
Ezekiel Elliott, though? Man.
You can't deny him, bro. You can't deny them right now. They're looking fucking great. And I say this, Dallas Cowboys organization, you must be on bath salts, Jerry Jones, if you want to start fucking Tony Romo. I don't give a fuck. That good by week 9, my nigga. Are you crazy? You're 5-1 with a rookie quarterback.
Five
and a rookie running back.
Too. Yeah.
Without Dez Bryant also. Hello.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, they're 3-2, but they got their future quarterback. Carson Wentz is going to be a good quarterback. He just needs fucking receivers on that team. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got a ring. You got rings. I'm stuck with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm fuck with Geno interception Smith. I'm throwing with Bryce Petty. We don't know what the fuck we got with him, and we're stuck with a fourth-round quarterback that's not going to see no daylight, my nigga. This is just fucking terrible football. Next season, please hurry the fuck up and come, because I can't take this bullshit no more. You see what I'm saying? Like, 1-5, bro, there's nothing to play for, man. Just go ahead and fuck this season. I'm not one of these dumbass fans. Well, let's try to get 6-10. No, fuck that. 7-9 and what, get the fucking 12th pick? No, nigga, no. No. I've learned my lesson throughout the years. Go ahead and tank. I was mad last year when they won. The year before last when Rex was there, we decided to win some fucking games down the stretch. Why are we trying to win games? That don't make no motherfucking sense. No. This team is trash, my nigga. We got Matt Forte, nothing. Ryan Fitzpatrick, majority of the time, I don't know what you're looking at, bro. What are you seeing on the defensive side that makes you want to throw in double coverage? What are you looking at, bro? What are you seeing? Chan Gailey, my nigga, offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey. Most coordinators, I like to see them on the sideline, not in the fucking booth. These niggas need to see you walking, walking back and forth on the sideline, bro, for real. This is just terrible. Todd Bowles, my nigga, I don't know if you're a good coach, bro. I don't think you're a good coach at all. I don't see you making no kind of second-half adjustments at all like other coaches do, bro. You don't make the adjustments at all. So the offensive line is trash, Timbo. Special teams can't get to the past fucking 30-yard line. Our so-called strength of our defense, our defensive end, and none of these niggas are getting no sacks. Mo Wilkerson, one sack, nigga, what? Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. That's what I feel, Timbo. 1-5, bro. 1-5. This is terrible football on Monday Night Football. We don't need to be on primetime football for the rest of the year. Hey, NFL motherfuckers, if you got us on for another Monday Night Football, just go ahead and just don't put it on TV, bro. Don't even put it on TV. Don't even do that. Don't embarrass me like that, man. It's just terrible. Terrible.
1-5. That's what we're going to...
1-5?
Got to label this. 1-5.
Damn,
Dre.
God,
I hate to
my
hear
nigga.
My bro upset like this.
I'm
in a similar situation,
it
but it's not as bad.
Fighting for the playoffs this year, bro. I know we're not going to win the AFC East. I'm not that dumb. I ain't drunk. Brady's going to always own that shit till he fucking retires. We know that.
Always. Yep.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brandon Marshall, I mean, I thought we had a squad. Where the fuck is Quinte Nunwai? Where you at, my nigga? Eric Decker is gone. Should you not want to step up? These wide receivers can't get no separation from the corners. They can't get no kind of separation. But I'm watching old-ass Larry Fitzgerald get separation on fucking Darrell Revis.
Yeah.
Bust the screen. My nigga. Man, bruh. Matt Forte, 9 carries for 19 yards, my nigga. Really? Come on, bruh. This team is pathetic right now, bruh. Pathetic. 1-5. And you won 10 games last year? Nah. Hell no. Just don't lose to the fucking Browns, please. Don't embarrass me lose to the Browns. At least beat the Browns, bro. For real.
They lose to the Browns.
Weeks.
What's going to happen?
For real.
We got to have a special. If they lose to the Browns, we're coming up on the show.
Bro, I might have to drink some bleach to come before I come on the show. They lose to the Browns, bro. That's just utter ridiculousness. If we lose to the Browns, bro, this is when you got to start wearing paper bags across around your fucking face. You got to wear a paper bag. We lose to Cleveland, for real. And I won't be shocked we lose to Cleveland. I swear to God, I won't be shocked. I swear to God, I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Niggas, can you play with some pride? Fuck Todd Bowles, man. Fuck the coaches. Fuck the general manager. Play with some pride, man. Can we get a touchdown? 3 points? 3 points. Come on, bro. I know we're going to lose, but I even tweeted this morning. Just don't embarrass yourself tonight, man. I know we're going to lose. I know we're going to win. Come on, now. Mm-hmm. Just don't embarrass yourself, bro. That's all I got, man. Crazy shit, man.
We're going to have No, when they lose to the Browns, we're coming up here to have a rest in peace this season.
Slow down.
Possibly.
Let me worry about Baltimore first. Worry about the Ravens first. We're going to lose to the Ravens, too. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
I mean, you got Baltimore and then Cleveland, right? Baltimore and then Cleveland. Yeah. May the man. I'm praying for you,
bro. Last place in the AFC East, 1-5.
Yeah.
The Dolphins got a better record than us. Not saying much, but we're in last place. While Rex Ryan, who went 4-2, second place, fighting for the wild card. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay. My bro Dre coming up here for a vent session. We do that up here with sports. Damn.
Timo, just put
this
the doctor
on. This is like the Monday Night Football donkey of the day. That's what we're doing right here.
Yeah. Please put this off for me if you can, man.
Damn, bro. Damn. Oh, shit, man. Well, we got to come back up here with some more sports. We got to come back up here with some more sports when our teams are actually doing good,
man. Of course,
man. I had a heartbreaker to these fucking Cowgirls, bro. So trust me, I ain't in the best mood this week either.
Yeah, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, bro?
Something don't look right, man.
Yeah, something don't look right with Aaron Rodgers, bro.
Accuracy's
not there. I watched a game yesterday with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Accuracy's not there. Overthrowing receivers.
Yeah.
He looking flustered out there, pointing fingers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's just not on target. All the throws that are usually he can throw in his sleep suddenly are getting – he has nothing on.
Yeah,
they're
nothing
not
on
getting
at all.
Receivers. There's nothing on him. It was harder. Yeah, that shit was terrible this weekend, man. I had a horrible weekend watching fucking football. Now, I know how my bro Dre feels. Record-wise, I don't know how he feels. That's what
five touchdowns, Ryan Fitzpatrick, 11 interceptions, my nigga. Oh, my Lord. You got to be kidding me, man. While Dak Prescott was first interception just yesterday.
Yep.
And you got 11.
Yep.
And you got Brandon Marshall. I mean, yeah, he got a great offensive line, a running back, my nigga, but he's making his fucking reads with Terrence Williams and some nigga named Butler, some snot-nosed nigga with breath smelling like similar. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. Damn.
1-5, man. That's what it is.
1-5. 1-5, man. That is what it is. Jets out here riling my bro Dre up. We do sports, hip-hop, battle rap. That's what we do. We them segment boys right here. We fucking, man, when we get mad, we vent. That just is what it is. You guys gonna have to deal with this shit. So we got to come on for the late night session right here, man. Shout out my bro Dre being able to talk about this. Jets on. Man, football's back, but how we feeling about it that it's back?
Yeah.
Now that it's here, we got the
rest
of speaking for themselves. Man, shout out to everybody listening, man. You already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio, them segment boys. We here. We live and direct. Late night sessions, vent sessions, sports ones. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman. I know you don't want to do this tonight, my G, but you got to take us out.
1-5. Give me a quarterback. Good night.
We out.